I'm Tom Myers, stress coach, and welcome to another episode of Health Matters. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being, stress. Today, I'd like to take a closer look at the biological nature of stress. In the previous episode of Health Matters, I shared with you that stress is a pre-programmed, autonomic response to internal or external demands. Or in other words, it's a very old reflex that is complete beyond our cognitive grasp. So here is what happens. The brain picks up signals through our senses and from our thoughts. When these signals are perceived as a threat, a fixed pattern of physiological and behavioral changes will take place. Certain physiological changes will increase, like breath rate, heart rate, blood pressure, while others will decrease, like digestion, immunity, pain sensation, or sexual arousal. Then there are the behavioral changes. As the body prepares for immediate primitive action, there is no time for reflection, planning, or experimenting. But while there is an advantage to become more selfish or even aggressive. Remember, this response is a remnant of our prehistoric ancestors, which were chased by saber tigers. All of these changes are not a problem and all go back to normal when the threat has passed. But our lifestyle has changed that the stress response is being triggered continuously. One can't say that our prehistoric ancestors had an easy life, but their stress was physical and acute, for which the stress response was evolved. What we experience today is a chronic bombardment of stressors from a very different kind. Today, we mainly face social and mental stressors. Want to fit five lives into one? And we are not respecting our biorhythm anymore with the 24/7 culture we live in. In short, stress has become a nuisance because of a conflict between our biology and the form of stressors that we are predominantly faced with. Oops, what do we do now? Well, here I like to quote Robert Sapolsky from Stanford University and author of Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. In brief, he describes the problem and solution as follows. We've evolved to be smart enough to make ourselves sick, but the same thing that makes us smart enough to generate psychological stress can be the same thing that can protect us. And that is exactly what this program is all about, sharing information so you can use that to reflect and help yourself, and to give you practical tips to make yourself more resilient. So, let's talk about today's health tip, which is based on last week's conscious breathing exercise where we relaxed our breathing to a comfortable cycle of 6 breaths a minute. What I'd like you to add to this exercise is a positive feeling, like the sensation the sun gives you when you're lying on that tropical beach. Even if it's a rainy day, feel that sensation of warmth going through you while you breathe in for 5 seconds and breathe out for 5 seconds. Breathing with positive feeling. Try it for 3 minutes and be amazed how good you feel afterwards. I'm Tom Myers. Have a great week and I'll see you again next Monday on Health Matters,